appreciate what a beautiful and natural and miraculous transformation I was going through. Crap. That's what it is. She complains all the time about her hair turning gray and her butt sagging and her skin wrinkling, but I'm supposed to be grateful for a face full of zits, hair in embarrassing places, and feet that grow an inch a night. Utter crap. No matter what I try on, I know I'll hate it. Efforts has cornered the market on completely unfashionable clothes. Clothes that grandmas buy for your birthday. It's a fashion graveyard. Just get a pair that fits, I tell myself. One pair, that's the goal. I look around. No mom. I carry 3 pairs of the least offensive jeans into the dressing room. I am the only person trying anything on. The first pair is way too small. I can't even get them over my butt. I don't bother with the second pair. They are a smaller size. The third pair is huge, exactly what I'm looking for. I scurry out to the 3-way mirror. With an extra-large sweatshirt over the top, you can hardly tell that they are Effort's jeans. Still, no mom. I adjust the mirror so I can see reflections of reflections, miles and miles of me and my new jeans. I hook my hair behind my ears. I should have washed it. My face is dirty. I lean into the mirror. Eyes after eyes after eyes stare back at me. Am I in there somewhere? 1,000 eyes blink. No makeup. Dark circles. I pull the side flaps of the mirror in closer, folding myself into the looking glass and blocking out the rest of the store. My face becomes a Picasso sketch, my body slicing into dissecting cubes. I saw a movie once where a woman was burned.